Bava Metzia, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah will also talk, like the previous Mishnah did, about a house with a second story. However, the previous Mishnah was discussing when one story belonged to one person and the second story belonged to another person. This Mishnah will be discussing somebody who owns both stories, but he rented out the second story to somebody else. Habayis v'haliyah shel shnayim. If you have a house and aliyah that's in the possession of two people, again, as we mentioned, the second person who has the second story is a renter in this case. Nifchasa ha'aliyah, if the aliyah gets a hole in the middle that makes it unusable, it would be if as long as it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and then the Baal Habayis, the person who owns the house, has to fix that for him or anything damage like that or greater. The Ein Baal Habayis rots l'saken, and for some reason, the Baal Habayis, the owner of the house, is not willing to fix it as he should. Hare Baal Ha'aliyah Yored, the one who lives in the second story, who rented, he can go down, Vidor Lamata, and live downstairs in the first floor. He can force the other person out. Ad she is saken lo as ha'aliyah, until he fixes the aliyah for him. Now, the Gemara explains that there's really three different scenarios that we could be talking about here. And the Mishnah is specifically talking about a scenario where the person renting out the space said to the renter that I am renting you out this second story that's on top of this house. So by mentioning the house in the rental agreement, he is being mishabed. He is putting a lien on the house for the purposes of the renting of the second story. So that the first story is what we call mishubed, has a responsibility to the renter, and that the renter can take advantage of the first story as part of his rental agreement if the second story is not available. However, if the owner of the house had said to the renter that I am renting you out this aliyah without mentioning the abayis, only mentions the second story, doesn't mention the first story, so then he does not need to give him he doesn't have to come up with another aliyah for him. Rather, the renter just pays whatever he was due up until this point, and then the deal is over. However, if he would just say, I'm renting you out an aliyah, just stam, he doesn't say this particular aliyah, he says, I'm going to rent you a second story, then the maskir, the person who owns the house, the person who rented it out to him, has to come up with another second story for him to rent. The Mishnah closes with Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Rabbi Yossi argues on the Tanakhama, who maintains that it's the responsibility of the owner of the house to provide the second floor under the described circumstances. But rather, says Rabbi Yossi Umar Tachton Nosinus HaTikra, the one who is living in the lower floor, which is the owner of the house, he has to provide for the roof. In other words, for the beams that make up the roof. For Elyonas HaMazeva, and the person living upstairs, he still has to provide the flooring that goes above those beams. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yossi understands that the function of the Mazeva, of the flooring above, is simply to even out the holes and the indentations that are there and to straighten it out. And therefore, it's incumbent upon the person who lives upstairs to take care of it. According to the Tanakhama, the mazeva is there to strengthen the roof, the ceiling. Since it's there to strengthen the ceiling of the first floor, therefore, it is incumbent upon the Baal HaBayis, the owner, to provide it.